I think joy is something that we all need more of. I think joy is also misunderstood in a lot of respects. We get it confused with happiness, but I'll get into that in a moment. But right now, I'd just like you to imagine in your minds, you're minding your own business. It's not a special day of any kind. It's not a holiday. It's not your birthday. No special day. You're just going about. And all of a sudden, somebody that you don't know, never met, comes up to you and offers you a truly extravagant, expensive gift. How do you respond to that? There's a lot of different ways, I suppose. Your first reaction might be one of cynicism. What's the catch? Why are you giving me this? There's got to be a catch to this. Nobody would give me something so valuable, something so expensive, as a free gift. So maybe you reject it. Maybe you accept it. But you're not sure what to do with it. In some cases, maybe your reaction would be, well, you receive it, but gee, that's kind of nice, but it's not really what I wanted. I would have preferred something else. And that probably happens sometimes at Christmas when we receive a gift from somebody. Maybe it's not something that we desired or like. Well, what is this? And it goes in the regifting pile. So that's another way that we sometimes react. You know, our attitude isn't always the best. We don't always appreciate something like that. Like some water. Yeah. Or, on the other hand, we could just receive it with gratitude. Knowing that somebody went to the trouble to single us out, even though we don't know this person, to give us something of great worth. And we could receive it and express our appreciation. And we might even react in another way. How many of you have ever watched a game show? Have you ever seen how some people react when they win a really fantastic prize? They go nuts. Jumping around, yay, whooping and hollering and everything, and just all excited. They didn't have to do much, but they got something really nice. That's joy, okay? And that's the way that we should react more in our lives to things. We should be filled with joy, because to tell the truth, each one of us, including myself, each one of us has indeed received at some point in our lifetime a truly expensive, extravagant gift from somebody that we did not know. Think about it. There was a time in our lives when we didn't know God. We didn't know. We might have believed that He existed, but we didn't know Him. We didn't have a relationship with Him. And then suddenly it's like He taps us on the shoulder. I have something for you. You don't know me, but I want to know you. I want you to know me. And I'm offering this free gift to you. No strings attached. All you have to do is receive it. And we're all here because each one of us has received that gift. And because we all have different personalities, some of us reacted, I'm sure, in different ways. Some of us, you know, maybe we did jump for joy, get all excited, want to tell somebody about it. Some of us are a little, little quieter in our nature and everything. I'm not a hooper and a hollerer, so my reaction was somewhat quiet. I didn't fully comprehend everything right away, but it still took root. And there's still joy. I wish sometimes that I could express it more, just as I'm sure some of you wish you could express the joy that is in you more. But we're all different. But regardless of whether we express it or not, we all should have that joy within us. That should be part of our lives. Every day, we should feel that joy. Again, I said joy is often confused, misunderstood. We think joy and happiness are essentially the same when they're not. Happiness depends on your circumstances. If everything is going well, you're content, things are moving along in a reasonable manner, you're not dealing with any major issues, whether it's financial, job-related, relationships, if things are fairly smooth, you're happy, right? Because things are fine. But the moment something goes wrong, you lose that happiness, don't you? And some of us just tend to be downright miserable. But joy, on the other hand, is there regardless of the circumstances. It truly is a gift of God. That we don't have to be miserable just because our circumstances change. We all have to deal with things in our lives. Things aren't always smooth. God never promised us a rose garden. We have our ups and downs. So our happiness fluctuates along with it. But our joy should be constant. Joy is a gift of God. I think one of the reasons, aside from our confusion and comparing joy and happiness, I think one of the reasons that maybe we don't feel that we always have that joy within us, or we don't express it, is we don't really understand the magnitude of that gift and what it saved us from. I remember reading a number of years ago, and I probably don't have the document anymore in which I read this, but I'll try and remember it as best I can. Is anybody familiar with the name William Booth? Probably not. In any event, he was an Englishman. And it was reported that he either had a vision or he was actually taken to hell and experienced the horror of it. I don't know why. I mean, in the Bible we read about Paul saying he knew someone who was taken up to the third heaven, which is where God is. We also read about the Apostle John in Revelation, how he had a vision and also was taken up into heaven to see things that he recorded in the book of Revelation. It's possible that other people have gone there too. I don't know how many people have had a glimpse of hell, but William Booth is reported to have seen it himself. And it affected him so much. Just the horror of it all, the darkness, the pain, the torment, the suffering, that it became ingrained in him that he didn't want to see anybody go there because it was so terrible. So he made it his life's work to try and save people so they wouldn't have to go there. And in part of that work, that ministry of his, he founded the Salvation Army over in England. And of course, it came over here too. So it's an amazing story. But I think if we all had an idea, just an inkling of what hell really is like. And to know that we have been saved from that by this wonderful free gift, I think we would have more joy in our lives. I think there'd be more of a spring in our step. A feeling that, hey, the things that are happening here on this earth, the circumstances and problems that I go through from time to time are nothing when compared to what we're saved from. Experiencing those problems and everything are nothing. If you had to spend an eternity in hell, we should be joyful because we've been saved from that. And that joy should be part of our lives. Others should see it. Why do you seem so joyful in our lives? I think if we really had a true understanding of what we were saved from, we would have that joy in our lives. Others would see it, recognize it. How can you be so joyful at a time like this? Well, I have a story to tell you. It would be amazing. But let's see what some of the scriptures say about joy. Joy is a big theme in scripture. If you did a search in a concordance or go online and see how often joy is mentioned in the Bible, there's a lot of times. If you search for happiness or happy, there's just a handful of references. But joy is God's gift to us. And especially at this time of year, Christmas joy. This is about the three wise men who came seeking the birth of the Messiah. Remember, they saw the star and they went to King Herod. Say, tell us, where is the new king born? We want to go and worship him. And Herod responded, so when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Here's the first instance of Christmas joy. The three wise men. They knew. They had seen the star. They followed it. They knew the significance of it. They knew. And so they had great joy in their lives. Okay. Romans 14:17 has this to say about joy. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Notice it doesn't say and happiness in the Holy Spirit, but joy. Joy transcends everything. It's greater than happiness. It's different. It's better. We should all have it. Here, the kingdom of God, it's not just about what we eat, drink, what we wear, where we go, what we do. But what is the kingdom of God about? Righteousness and peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Okay. Here, from Galatians, you're familiar with this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, etc., etc. Joy. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. If you got the Spirit of God in your lives and He lives within you, the fruit that He wants to bear in you is joy. Not happiness, although that's nice to have, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Joy in your lives. Okay. There, Paul says this in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Express your joy. Rejoice in Him. You have so much from God. Such a wonderful gift. We should be rejoicing all the time. Don't let things of the world weigh you down. Rob you of your joy. of your peace. God gave you that wonderful gift of joy for a reason. And he wants you to express that. Okay. This is from Hebrews. Why is joy important? Well, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, in his humanity, was able to endure the cross because he had joy. The joy that was set before him. The joy of bringing so many people into the kingdom, being saved to spend eternity with him in heaven. That was his joy, the joy set before him. I'm sure there was more to it than just that. But it was because he had the joy of God that he could endure that terrible death on the cross. The things that we go through cannot compare to crucifixion. Though sometimes we may feel like we can't go any further. We feel like, gee, we're at the end of our rope sometimes with our circumstances. But it's nothing like enduring crucifixion. Jesus could endure that in his humanity because he had joy. God wants you to have joy so that whatever comes your way, you could endure it. You could triumph over it. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to be depressed or discouraged. God gave you joy so that you can triumph over it, just like Jesus in his humanity triumphed over the ordeal of crucifixion. Now there's one more. Okay. From Nehemiah. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. There's the proof. If you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, that's your strength. You can face anything and be an overcomer. No matter what comes your way, if you've got the joy of the Lord in your heart, you can look at the circumstances around and say, ah, this is nothing. God is going to get me through this. The joy in your heart points you to Jesus. The joy should well up within you so that you can get your focus off of the problem and onto the solution, who is Jesus. Jesus is the solution to everything. We need to remember that. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. It was true in the Old Testament. Nehemiah said it. It's true today. And Jesus is the example. There's no reason for us to have long faces, to be discouraged, distressed, no matter what's going on. If we have the joy of the Lord in our hearts, we are victorious. It may not come instantly, it may take a while, but we will get through it. We can endure anything if we have the joy of the Lord. And I think it's an appropriate time to talk about that because it's Christmas. And Christmas, one of the symbolic things about Christmas is joy. That's part of the gift, the wonderful gift of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy you have given us. Help us to remember that it is different from happiness. And happiness is fine, but joy is better. And our joy in you, Lord, is our strength. We can overcome anything. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors in Christ. Help us, Father, to really feel that joy within us. Renew us, Lord, in that. For us to remember the joy of our salvation. The joy we felt in the beginning. That maybe because of a lot of things that we've experienced in our lives has dulled to an extent. Revitalize us, Lord. That when we come together, when we meet other people, regardless of where we are or what we're doing, any day or any moment of our lives, we can sense that joy within us. It is there, Lord. May you reignite that flame, that fire that speaks of that joy. Knowing what we have been saved from and what we have been saved to. We have been saved from the horrors of hell. But we have been saved to eternity with you. Eternal peace, eternal joy, eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that precious, valuable, free gift that we have from you. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.